a couple of months ago we wouldn't have done that, but 3-1 down, we dominated the game and we just stuck to our task, and luckily enough we got back in it with myself scoring and Andy Wright scoring an absolute worldie of a goal, so we should have won it in the end. We had chances the last couple of minutes that we should have really took, and we needed a win, but it was a good point after being 3-1 down, yeah.
Funny, isn't it? If you squander a late lead to draw, it seems rubbish, but that felt like a win at full-time in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, how tight our league is. I mean, the points we're on now, no one's ever gone down with that amount of points, but the way the league stands, we still can go down, so every point's really vital, and it's still in our own hands as we go into Saturday against Histon. And 6-1 beaten, lads are full of confidence, and it's just good to still have in our own hands on Saturday. Playing at home as well.
And could that comeback give you the psychological lift now to get it done over your final two games?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the last couple of months has been great. I mean, I've seen something where first 20 games our points total was ridiculous, ridiculously bad, and second half of the season it's been really good. So we've just got to keep doing what we've done the last 5-6 games. We've got it togetherness now. It took too long to get, but we've got it now. We've got a bit of steel about us. He's got some great kids in on loan. We've just lost one back to Carlisle, big Mark Beckies. He's a really good player, but we've lost him. But we've still got a couple of lads in, one from Crewe and elsewhere, and they're fitting in really well. And I'm really confident for the weekend.
Next up, Histon at home for you guys. They're scrapping for their lives, though.
Yeah, they are. They've got a game tonight against Rosden. And as mad as it sounds, I'd prefer them to win, because I think if they win, they're safe. And when you are safe, it's natural to take the foot off the gas. But whether they do or they don't, they're coming to our place. And it's up to us to take it to them. We're the home team, and we know how important the game is for ourselves to win, so it's like a cup final really, but we are definitely ready.
You then finish the season at the very impressive Worcester. Does that make the Histon game a bit must win for you this weekend?
I think it does, yeah. I mean, you want to get a win on Saturday, and I mean, if the results go away, then we could be safe. If Boxall get beaten, we win, but personally, I think we definitely have to get 3 points, nothing else on Saturday. If it's any different, then we go to Worcester with the same attitude as we've had for the last couple of months. But as I say, Saturday's at home. We're unbeaten in 6, and I'm just not looking any further than that.
Are you going to survive, Mark?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, 100%.
Good man. And of course, you've got another year left on your contract. Are you surprised with how the season's gone for the Reds and where they are? Do you think they need minor or major surgery to try and be more of the force that they'd like to be next season?
I think it's very minor, because if you look at the second half of the season, if you put, I know you can't, it's easier said than done, but if you put the second half of the season the same as the first half of the season, the same as the second, then we're not far off the playoffs. So it's been down to ourselves. We have got the right players, because we've proved it the last 20 games. I just think it's minor, very minor. A couple of lads in, we've got a good team spirit, and I think we have to do a lot better next year.